right, and welcome to the Weirdest Weather Challenge. Okay, I'd like to welcome our contestant, Marguerite. Hey, Marguerite, how are you? Fantastic. Let's just play. I'm really excited to play. Okay, let's talk about the rules first. Okay, no problem. Rules. Our questions are going to be true or false, so you have a decent shot. Sort of like Jeopardy, but not quite. Every round, you'll have the potential for more money. How does that sound to you? Oh, absolutely. I could definitely do with some more money. Okay, if you're right, you're going to hear this. And if you're wrong, you will hear a cow. Seriously? Yes, that's why it's the Weirdest Weather Challenge. Okay, let's dive in. Question number one for $100. True or false, did the ocean freeze over in Massachusetts, just like in the 20th Century Fox movie Day After Tomorrow? True or false? This is sometime in recent history. What do you think? Oh my god, that sounds crazy. Can that really happen? Oh lord, I didn't think it'd be so hard right off the top. Marguerite? Okay, against my better judgment, I'm going to say true. Okay, yes, that is true. In January 2018, there was a winter storm known as a bomb cyclone, and it caused certain sections of the northeast coast, that would be the Atlantic Ocean, to freeze over. So temperatures dropped below negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit, making parts of the region actually look like the shores of Alaska. So okay, you now have $100. Nice, I think I might like this game. Okay, I have a harder one for you now. True or false, can it snow in the Sahara Desert? Okay, for $200. Oh well, I was not prepared for this question. Give us a minute. Let's see. Sahara Desert. Snow. Marguerite? No, that's impossible. It's a desert, right? No, I'm going to say no, or nein, as my German friends say. Unfortunately, it did snow. Say what? Yeah, in December 2017, there was actually snow in a small desert town in the Sahara, and it was the first time in 37 years. It only lasted for a day and then it melted, but yeah, because temperatures in the Sahara can reach over 130 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, I definitely didn't get that one right. Okay, so now you're at negative $100. Well, that's a bummer. Alright, to redeem yourself and get back in the positive for $300, true or false, were there recently wildfires in Greenland? Well, since that last one was clearly a trick question, I have to go with the opposite, don't I? I'm going to say true. Gonna get me that $300. True, congratulations. Much of Greenland is actually covered by ice, but in August 2017, they actually detected wildfires by satellite, and there was actually more wildfires in Greenland that year than any year since 2002. All right, so now you're at plus 200. For 400 more, true or false, did Oman just earn the title for hottest daily low temperature on record? It was 111.6 degrees Fahrenheit. What do you think? True or false? Hottest daily low? Is that a thing? Okay, let me have a think on it. Yeah, that's quite hot, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, I'm going with true for this one as well. Yes, you're right! Oh, nice! On June 17, 2017, there was a port city in Oman that earned the New World Record for the hottest daily low temperature at 111.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, so now I have a hard one for you. It's $500. You currently have $600. True or false, or tornado was recently spotted mingling with a rainbow. What do you think? Mingling? Like they're friends or something? No. No, that's definitely not real. No. Oh, sorry, it was real. Okay, you're back down to $100. So there was a small Bavarian town about 60 miles from Frankfurt, and they saw this white tornado swirling under a perfect rainbow in March of 2017. And there's reportedly footage of a second rainbow. So yeah, that was true. Okay, next question is worth $600. Are you ready, Marguerite? Yeah, I'm just a bit discouraged though. All right, here's the question. Can a ski resort get too much snow? What do you think? Too true or false? Too much snow. Well, now this definitely doesn't seem possible, but I'm gonna go against myself here and say, yes, that's true. Okay, now April 2017, the Sierra Ski Resorts in California, Sierra Nevada Mountains, went from being snow-starved just 2 years earlier to over 800 inches of snow. It was like the wettest year on record since 1982 or something. Really, really crazy. Okay, now you have $700, so I have a new question for you. To double your money, true or false, can the weather shift so dramatically that you have 100 degrees Fahrenheit one day to snow for the next 3 days? What do you think? Are you making these things up? Why would you say that? Okay, never mind. Let's see. No, that's mad. No, that's got to be false. Joking. Yeah, in February 2017, a town in Oklahoma actually had record-breaking heat of 99.4 degrees Fahrenheit, only to see snowfall 3 days later on Valentine's Day. So the ground was too hot to see any visible snow cover, but yeah, it still happened. Alright, so you're back to $0. Sorry! Well, it's not negative, so if at the end of the game I'm negative, do I have to pay you? We'll discuss that later. Okay, so next question, $800. True or false, tornadoes can never strike in February in the United States. True or false? What do you think? Well, I'm a bit new to the States, so it's a bit difficult to say. I'm thinking true, but on experience in this game, I'm going to go with false. Congratulations, Marguerite! You're right! In February 2017, the Massachusetts towns of Conway and Gershon were ripped through by a pair of tornadoes, and this was the first to be hitting the state since it was recorded in the 1950s, so first tornadoes in February on record. Alright, so now you're at $800. For $900, can it snow and lightning at the same time in the United States? What do you think? True or false? Oh my gosh, I know this one. I saw that Twitter with, what's his name? Jim Cantore. Yeah, Thundersnow, I think it's called. Yes, true. Definitely true, this one. True. Congratulations, you now have $1,700. In late February, they actually have lightning striking the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington. Now, on average, they actually get less than 0.5% of a chance of both snow and thunder at the same time between November and March. So pretty crazy that that actually happened. All right, last question is going to double your current amount of money. Are you ready? Yeah, sure thing, mate. Let's go. Marguerite, are there such thing as fire nados? True or false? Okay, like a tornado with fire, like it eats the fire? I guess that's possible. Yeah, all right, I'm going to gamble. Let's go with true. Ah, congratulations, you did it! Okay, so we had a fire tornado or a fire nado that has been captured on film in Western Australia back in January 2017. It's not uncommon to the region since they both have wildfires and tornadoes, so pretty crazy. But yes, they were both caught on tape. And at this point, I'd like to acknowledge that all the data for this game came from Earth.com News. Okay, so you didn't just make this up. Oh, these were actual occurrences. That is weird though, isn't it? So congratulations to Marguerite. You leave with $3,400. Pleasure, thanks for having me. And tune in next time for more Weird Weather Challenge.